Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell and Sean. Sean Mapes on the board today here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. For those of you watching on YouTube or Twitch or... Lance looks like he's a glowing, like a ghost. All right, Sean, beautiful picture of his lovely cam rising, flowing locks. And then I'm always been dark meat, but this is something. This is even more so right now than usual. We're at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, in the DraftKings Sportsbook, and we are going to be here for the next 2 days. And we want you to come here and enjoy the big game, which is taking place on Sunday. We had this. The Pro Bowl weekend is one of the worst sports weekends of the year, I would say. It is. It's terrible, right? Except we had one, if not the biggest sports news. Where does the Luka trade? It's about as big as it gets.
Mason, I was
is it
trying,
a generational trade? Is that what he said?
No, but okay. Well, it is. But I mean, he burst into my room. I'm trying to sleep. It's 11 something, dude. And I'm literally, I got the rain machine on, I'm sleeping. Dirt. I said, what? I thought something really bad had happened.
House is on fire or something.
Yeah, and I was like, what? He goes, Luka got traded. Luka there for AD. Well, I don't even, what in the world? And so then, we'll talk about it tomorrow. So then, he asked the question, is this the biggest trade that you've ever seen in basketball?
Oh, in basketball.
And I thought... I mean, this is up there. This is up there really, really high. There can't be a bigger trade. Yeah, I mean, if LeBron got traded for Steph, maybe that's bigger, I guess.
Yeah.
If LeBron and Steph changed places, that'd be an even bigger trade.
Yeah, but it didn't. What trade has happened that this is the biggest trade ever? This is Herschel Walker. This is.
Well, you got a player in his prime.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, he hasn't played since the 24th of December, I guess, 25th, 24th. Luka's been out with a calf injury because he's 380 pounds, and all he does is eat tacos and drink vodka.
Apparently, he's 270 that last count.
But 270, like, I saw it. That makes sense.
Yeah, but he's a soft 270.
He's a very soft 270.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's all bone. What muscle weighs more than fat? Mm-hmm. And... he's fat. Okay.
Yeah, Luka has not been. You know, I was expecting after he lost the title, once he got to the finals and lost, I thought, okay, we're going to see him more focused. I really thought Luka's going to come back in the best shape of his life. He came back in maybe the same shape of his life. No different.
Or worse.
Nothing's different. Luka got traded. Luka Doncic got traded from the... in a three-way trade, Luka got traded from the Mavericks over to the along with the Jazz. The Jazz basically just get nothing. They just collected salary and a trade exception, and they basically it was a trade Anthony Davis for Luka. And you know, on the surface, Anthony Davis is 31 years old. Luka's in his prime. Anthony Davis is oft injured. Like it doesn't. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Everyone seems to think there's something else at play here. And I think that something else is Luka's an enormous problem in Dallas. He just – bottom line is he's a guy who, you know, is never in shape, doesn't take his conditioning seriously. He's wildly talented. But, John, the big problem is they're getting ready to have a $350 million deal that's going to be available to him. A five-year max deal at we're up to $70 million a year.
Yeah.
There's no reason for a guy who's not motivated anyway to be in shape. What happens when you get $350 million?
Well,
there's going to be no motivation for Luka to keep playing. Unless he really, really wants to win a title, which does he look like a guy who's willing to put all the time in to do whatever it takes to win a title?
And the thought was that he, not only that, but teams were gearing up and getting ready to go after him,
mm-hmm.
even after his max deal, because the agent was going to try 1 year outs and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's a problem. He's a problem.
Yeah, Lucas.
And I've seen so many. Okay, what if he made the right, what if this is the right move? Honestly, because everyone thinks he's an, the Mavericks are
idiots. You mean if Nico Harrison made the right move, the GM?
Yeah.
Well, he said he's very confident that he, you know, well, I can read some of his, quotes, but he.
Well, he's being disparaged. He is, I mean, I think that everyone is looking at him like he's the biggest idiot. That's the biggest, dumbest move that's ever been made.
It doesn't feel like he got, like, he went to the Lakers and then got this deal done. He didn't really shop Luka with lots of teams.
He didn't shop with anyone.
That's the part that is a little.
Yeah. Apparently, he just wanted Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he said the players that we're bringing in, we believe, exemplify the culture we want to create We think defense wins championships, and we're bringing in one of the best two-way players. He said, let's be clear. I'm the one making the decision, and kids supportive of it, so it's me. He said, I don't do anything that's scary. I think everything that we do, we put a lot of work into. We study it. We restudy it. We go back. I understand the magnitude of it. Remember that he's made four years in a row, including Kyrie, which is also considered a, you know, but it's actually worked out.
It's worked out.
But he was asked about whether or not this implied Luka didn't fit the culture, which obviously that's what it implies. He said, listen, one thing about me, I'm not going to talk bad about my players. I mean, that's not going to do us or me any good. I just say there's levels to it. There's people that fit the culture, and then there's people that come in and add to the culture. And those are two distinct things, and I believe the people that are coming in are adding to the culture. They couldn't control Luka. He wasn't on board with the culture. And, you know, I thought about this, John. Is there any chance that Nico Harrison looks at Houston and says, man, they've got guys who play hard. They've got guys who, you know, Alperen's not bigger than the team. Jalen's not bigger than the team. The coach has control of the team. Do you think that he looks at that as like
that's that
as
he
a
just
culture?
Went to the finals last year.
Yeah, no, but that's because Luka's so talented.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's got talented players.
Yeah, let me ask you this. If Luka Doncic, and there's a good chance he is, his comp right now is James Harden.
Yeah.
His comp is James Harden.
He's
taken one more step. He's gotten to the NBA Finals. But there's a chance he never wins it. First of all, he doesn't play any defense. He's an unbelievable scorer, which is what James is. He's soft. He gets overweight. He doesn't have the work. Apparently doesn't have the work ethic that you need to compete. Now, James is more durable. James plays all the time.
Mm-hmm.
James plays, but Luka doesn't. He's James Harden. And you know what? Do you need that culture? You don't want that culture in your locker room.
No. And look, they said it multiple times. It's culture meaning you're going to hear the word a lot more moving forward. I mean, we already hear it a lot. It just basically means now that the kind of selfishness has really enveloped sports because of the amount of money that's out there and because of the quote-unquote empowerment, especially in basketball. I think you're going to hear this phrase a lot more because what it is it's just another way of saying team guy. That's what it is. Like, he's part of a team. He's part of a collective. And I think Luka probably worked outside of the collective, did what he wanted to do, and we're really lucky in Houston because everyone, you know, that's my problem with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler has been a problem everywhere he's going. Eventually, there is an expiration date on Jimmy Butler, and you don't want to be there when it happens. It's really bad right now in Miami, and you get the feeling Pat Riley's basically saying, F you, Jimmy. I'm not going to give you anything that you want. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami, I shouldn't say that, but I would say I still think there's a chance Miami doesn't trade him just because Pat Riley, who is a basketball legend, is saying, I'm going to take a stand and show a player that he doesn't get to tell us what he's going to do. I'm not going to let Jimmy have what Jimmy wants. Now, that might be to the detriment of Miami, so yes. I don't know that he wants to. I think in his heart he'd love to do that.
Is
to tell
anyway
Jimmy, you're going to be suspended and you're going to keep getting your paychecks taken because you're not being part of the team. But, I mean, I'm assuming you want Jimmy traded. I mean, I wouldn't assume there's any way that you would want Jimmy Butler to continue to do what he's doing without it helping, you know, without moving him and getting a piece for him.
I don't really care that much about the back and forth between him and the front office. It's more that the players themselves are sick of it. So if the players themselves that are actually locked in and want to play, and they're a relatively young team as it goes now, they're like five of their last five draft picks are in the rotation. So they're playing all their young guys. Those guys don't need him around. So the Riley thing, that's for the writers and the drama. But as far as the team itself, the one I'm going to watch every day, those guys don't want him around because that'd help them.
No.
So, yeah, I would ask if they could trade him for anything that doesn't hamper the future, do it.
Yeah, and I think now that the money is so high and it can be crippling to teams, we're going to see more trades than we've ever seen of big players. We've already seen it in football with wide receivers. And now in basketball, we've got De'Aaron Fox moved yesterday and Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine is going to Sacramento. De'Aaron Fox is going to San Antonio. It's a three-team trade. So De'Aaron Fox goes with Victor Wembanyama. I like that trade for Wembanyama. He gets some help.
Yeah.
Fox gets a new, you know, gets new direction and a kind of a lease on life, so to speak. Zach LaVine's probably not, you know, I don't know. For Zach LaVine's in Sacramento, it's irrelevant now. But and then you'll see Jimmy Butler probably moved. I mean, those are three star-level players. There's some talk. I don't think LeBron gets moved, but there had been talk about LeBron going to Golden State. But I don't think that will happen. I doubt that. You think the Rockets make any moves before trade deadline's Thursday?
No. I do not believe
that. Not even a minor move?
What? I mean.
You want to tell you the one thing I would be interested in is a backup point guard. Fred VanVleet got hurt his foot on Saturday, or was it Friday?
Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Fred in a disastrous game for them, the Nets. We'll get into it in the next segment. The Cougars and the Nets, man. I mean, Cougars and Rockets, holy crap.
I went to that Cougars game.
Ugh. But the Rockets lose. Fred VanVleet got stepped on, hurt his foot. And regardless of that, you don't really have a good ball handler coming off the bench. Like, it would be a minor move, but I wouldn't mind seeing somebody who could take on, you know, 10 minutes a game if needed, 10 to 12 minutes as a backup point guard who can handle the ball a little bit.
You got to get the number three pick on the court. Okay?
Yeah, but he's not going to. They don't think he's ready.
Well.
I don't think that's the guy. I think they'd get somebody with
experience. Well, Amen is supposed to be. He's supposed to be a point guard, too. Okay.
Well, he can handle a ball, but it doesn't. I think you want somebody who doesn't turn a ball over, somebody who takes care of the basketball. And it's just a backup role, small minutes.
Yeah, well,
probably small minutes. I mean, just for help, because Gordon's not the guy.
Well, it's working out just fine when Fred sits right now, which is rare. But when Fred sits, I don't know. I don't want to see him do anything. If you want to know the truth, it's a little blip. These last two games have been disastrous. They've fallen to third in the West, but they're just a half game behind Memphis. Memphis is playing good basketball, so you know they're still a good bat. Let's not start to scramble just because they've lost a couple of games in a row. They got the Knicks now. That'll be fun. This is a good time for our Rockets. I hope they're not going to do anything drastic. I just hope so.
I don't think so, I don't know what's left other than Jimmy Butler, and God forbid.
Well, we didn't know Luka was going anywhere, did we?
No, that's true. Yeah. I had somebody say, hey, why weren't the Rockets in on Luka?
Because they didn't ask him.
But that's an anti-culture guy. Like, yeah. I know it seems enticing to get another 270-pound guy in here who doesn't play defense. I know it seems exciting. But we've
had enough of those. I mean, it doesn't seem like yeah. It doesn't that's seem the like opposite. An EMA guy.
No, that's the opposite of what you're trying to build.
Yeah.
That dude can ball.
Luka Harden. We didn't need Luka Harden in here.
No,
that's for sure. All right. Why is Dell's mic so much louder than ours? Is it Sean?
Well, you hear this. I've got a mic.
No, because Sean is on the board. I love you, Dell. Here, yeah. Let me make
you think
your
that's
mic,
what it is?
Mic louder. Yeah,
no, it's because you guys set your mic levels.
What?
Dell did set the mic levels.
He set our mic levels. At low T levels, and he gave himself high T microphones.
That's what Dell did.
I didn't touch your mic levels. I let you touch it because.
Go to game day mentality and pick up your mic and pick up our mics.
You were very sensitive about your ears instead of, you know, doing something with your actual earbuds or earphones. You touched your mic, and now it's lower than it should be. That's on you guys.
No. Look at your screen. Look at you on the video.
I know. You can't see me.
What are you wearing,
a
black mask?
Dell did that, too, and Sean maybe, too.
I didn't touch your laptop.
Just to make Dell look better.
I'm not even on the screen. What are you talking about? There's not a camera pointed at me.
No,
what are you talking about?
Okay, you two are plotting.
Plotting
against
what?
This show. No, you want this time
see,
slot.
The thing with
Sean, you want this time slot, don't you?
No, Sean doesn't want to get up. The thing that you guys have to reconsider is
you get to play your Texas Longhorns football team.
Sean and I
at 10 in the morning.
It's actually the opposite. Sean and I don't think about the show at all. Maybe that's a bigger problem than anything else. We don't think about you.
Is that right?
Yes.
No. Okay. Yeah, I can't even see me. Nice job. Oh, it's sabotaging the show just to get this time.
Yeah, started. I told the DraftKings people not to turn on the lights. That's on me,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a break. We got to talk about Brinkman. That's what we got to talk about. Brinkman Quality. B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N-N. Brinkman Quality Roofing. Look, you are, if you haven't done anything with your roof ever, guess what? You're in trouble, okay? Because if you never even looked at it, by the time when you want to get insured, or if you're going to have an insurance claim, you have to prove that you've done something, that you've actually maintained your roof. And if something happens and we got a storm coming up and all of a sudden it ruins everything upstairs and there's leakage and you go to your insurance company and they're going to go, sorry, you haven't done anything with your roof and you want us to pay for it, you got to call Brinkman. A free consultation right now, 844-215-2841. Think about it. You're in your car right now. What was the last time you did anything with your roof? Go see, at least see, so that you've got documentation that says, no, look, I had Brinkman Quality out here, and Brinkman gave it the seal of approval. So then the insurance company can't do anything about it. So you're looking for a great way to take care of that roof. Don't get one of these guys that knocks on your door. Don't do it. Jason Brinkman says, we fix more. That's a big part of our business, fixing what they ruin. 844-215-2841 or BrinkmanQuality.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
That's where we're at. That's where we're going to be today and tomorrow. A couple of guys, Michael, MJ, playing poker last night. Listeners to the show, they got a big Southern Texas PGA golf tournament here. And a lot of people from Houston are here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Find out what that's all about and get in this thing because it is a lot of fun. They do it a few times a year. They do it here in the month of February, and they do it again, I believe, in September. So it is a lot of fun. So if you are a golfer, this is something that you want to get involved in. Here, you stay at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You play the golf course. It's a competitive thing. You and your pro from wherever your club is. I played with the Wildcat guys, Tim. They do so well here, Tim and Manny and Clay and Elmer. They do. It's a lot of fun. So if you're a golfer and you haven't been involved in this thing, you need to get here and do that. MJ was playing at the table last night. He's playing in this thing. Michael is a listener, and he's on his way and stopped by and played poker last night. So it's a lot of just a great place. If you're looking for a great place to come, you get your poker on or whatever, casino on or whatever. And then, of course, this DraftKings Sportsbook is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we're going to have guys here talking about it over the next couple of days. And if I don't know, we'll find out from John Chill if you can still get here and have a place here in the DraftKings Sportsbook for the big game on Sunday. But we'll do that a little bit later in the show. So the Rockets last couple of games have – and one of the things about it was – no Alpi, so that's a problem. But one of the things about this team that we haven't seen all year and that Ime addressed is they were just lackluster. And we haven't seen that, the lack of intensity.
It really is. It's like they have been running. It's like they just exhaled and took a breath Yeah. And now they're kind of cruising because their intensity
levels. Once they beat the Cavs and the Celtics, they just haven't looked the same.
Well, they had that game won the other day and then blew it at the end. Or that would have been who was it they lost?
The Memphis.
Yeah, they had Memphis beat and then blew it at the end. And it's like this looked like a game where they just didn't show up. They thought they were going to be able to cruise, and I mean, they got their butts kicked from start to finish. It was wire to wire. The Nets wore them out wire to wire, and it was it's disappointing, but at the same time, they played with such great intensity. Generally speaking, that I don't know. I don't begrudge them a game where they, you know. They were flat, just really flat. They never got it going. I kept thinking they would hit the switch. We're down 15 at half, and I'm like, okay, cut it to 8 in the fourth quarter. You know, win by 7 in the third quarter, cut it to 8, and then have a good fourth quarter and come back. And that never even materialized.
Yeah,
there was no comeback.
Ever since everyone was lauding Amen Thompson as the next All-Star superstar. He's in the last three games. He's 13 for 36.
Ye
29, 40 points. He's averaging 13 points a game in these three games.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got his hair braided. I didn't even recognize him. He got his hair braided in the last game. Did that take away his juice?
Hey, do you think his braided hair?
I don't know.
You think his?
Braided I'm superstitious, so why mess with your hair? You've got really championship level. Results from hair.
Yeah,
that's, you know.
Why mess
and then
with
he braided it, because and they get beat by like 18 at
well,
home.
Well, what happened
Nets?
To Fromber when he
exactly.
went?
Exactly.
Well, he
was an all-star.
Got better. Yeah,
he was an all-star. And actually, they won a World Series that year.
Yeah, so that was.
But then, not so good. So then he tried to go no hair extensions. Then he went back to extensions. Like right. Fromber can't figure it out.
Well, maybe Amen is he just dabbling? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can braid it up and then. Blow it back out whenever.
Right, does. Right, right. I like the.
I mean, the braid job was tight, but I didn't even know who he was. I'm like, no. Who is that's not Tardy. Who's throwing the ball in there? And then I realized, wait, that says Thompson. That's Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
We can't win now. He changed his hair.
Well, and we haven't won since he changed his hair.
What do you think of the Cougs?
So I thought
you were at the game.
I was at the game.
We said Texas Tech could not beat them. Would Texas Tech get to 61.5 points? That was the question.
That was the question.
Not that they would win. Of course they're not going to beat the Cougs.
They played the Cougs game.
Yeah.
Early on, now the Cougs caught up in rebounds, but man, they were getting killed on the boards. They were getting killed on every loose ball. Texas Tech was physical. Texas Tech was the refereeing was about as atrocious as I've ever seen.
Because they let it go?
Because they didn't. Early on, they let it go.
Yeah.
And then it
later
was
on,
every
it was
ticky tack foul.
Yeah.
And it seemed like every that bald ref
that's,
just had
that's
something.
Not good for the Cougars. Don't like ticky tack.
Ticky tack
refs.
Can't play that way.
They play too physical.
Well,
to
both teams are physical. I'm going to tell you what. Tech's going to be a tough out in the tournament. Tech's going to be a tough out because McMillan and Hawkins can fill it up,
Hawkins
bro.
Can go.
I mean. That's a good looking team. They don't look like they're picking up. They lost their best player and their coach in the first 4 minutes of the game, and beat the Cougs. That was ridiculous. I want to tell you that coach. So the first play of the game, I think they threw the ball away. The Texas Tech did. I want to tell you that coach went ballistic on the kid, and I was like, dude. It was like, it's the first, you need some to take a pill because you are a little worked up on the first play of the game. And then he went nuts after the intentional foul was called and the flagrant two, and he was kicked out of the game. He went nuts. That dude really needs to take some kind of he needs a Quaalude or something. He really does. He's a little too high strung for me, if you want to know the truth. That's a pretty damn good basketball team, though, that Texas Tech team. I think might be a little wake-up for the Cougs, too, because they were cruising once again right through the Big 12. These are the kind of games that are wake-up that Kelvin Sampson is going to have. He's going to have their attention today in practice. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Kelvin Sampson is not going to fool around.
You know what's funny is when you look at it, after the game I said, let me go look like – let me go see how this leveled out. The shooting percentages, Tech was better, but the shooting percentages weren't drastically different. Free throws, field goal, three-point, it was Tech was better, but not drastically different. Rebounds, now, it ended up being like a one-rebound difference, but it was worse.
It was way worse.
The touch, the turnover to assists was basically pretty similar. On paper, now, it was a one-point loss for the Cougars in overtime. But on paper, it looked very similar. Like, there wasn't drastic differences in terms of gameplay on the stat sheet. But the problem was, if Houston play, if somebody can match Houston's intensity and can play the way Houston's success comes from getting you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if somebody else can match that intensity.
And they did. They did.
That all of a sudden, now we're looking at, okay, free throw percentage, turnovers, you know, things that, that Cougars may not always win.
Cougars, I believe they missed five free throws in the first half, and Tech made everything. But then the second half, Tech caught up with the misses. They had a run of misses that was just incredible. I got a free Whataburger out of it, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Texas Tech, for that. But at the end of the game, at the end of regulation, were you watching? Did you see Jaywan go into the lane? He got mauled.
Hit. Yeah, no call.
He got no call.
No call.
I know. And
that wasn't ticky tack.
No, that was he was assaulted. And you don't.
He's laying on the ground like.
Do you swallow the mic just because it's the end of the game? If it's a foul, it's a foul. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, but the rest. Well, there was a lot of refs believe. No, that's the end of the game.
No, but that was plenty of contact.
Yeah, it was plenty of contact. He should have gone to the line.
That's not a bailout call.
No.
That wasn't a bailout call. They should have called that.
They should have called it, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And that's the game. That's the difference in the game right there.
Had he made it,
right.
Free throws, yeah.
He did the other day at Kansas, so even though he was missing early, but he did the other day.
It was a rough Saturday.
It was a rough Saturday.
The Rockets lose. You had Luka, the great Luka. We lose him as a state. You know, Texas loses Luka now. It's going to be sad. We had our own... You know, kind of a Euro Harden up there.
And, boy, you think that they were affected a little bit? Did you see the Cavs score, Mavs and Cavs?
Uh-huh.
144 to 108 or whatever it was. It was ridiculous. I mean, they started the first half. It was 30-point game for the whole game.
Do you think Luka takes this as a slight and starts to
– Yeah.
Like, is there a chance that he –
Did you hear his dad? He was all pissed off.
I'm sure he is. Like,
well, Luka lost $177 million on the deal now.
Because he can't get a Supermax.
He can't get Supermax.
Do you think there's a chance that he comes back – I mean, not immediately – but all of a sudden that I'm going to show them, like, this could be a motivating thing where he gets down to about 268.
Well, maybe he
and really
this.
Starts to focus.
Because he doesn't.
He can lose 2 pounds and really start drinking less, just some,
right,
during games.
Was it the beginning of the end when they grabbed the beer out of his hand after the game?
I wondered that because that is such a strange – that was such an uncomfortable thing. Luka just won Western Conference Finals, right? That's when it was. He's got a beer. He's holding a beer. And somebody just – who was it, Nico Harrison?
Was it Nico? I don't know.
I can't remember who it was.
Finley?
Michael Finley. That's right. He just sees a beer, grabs it away, and Luka, like, looks at him. And it's not like a joke. It's not a joke. Basically, Michael Finley's like, your ass ain't going to be drinking beer. Like – you know how frustrated that's probably the same with the Pelicans. You know how the Pelicans get with Zion,
mm-hmm.
where they're like, we can't even do. And they signed Zion to a contract, an extension.
Well, they won't even play Zion now.
But have you seen? This is not a joke. Have you seen Zion lately?
No.
Unbelievable shape. I didn't recognize him. He's so thin in the face. He's in the best shape of his career. He's like 250 right now. He can carry 280 no problems.
He does.
Yeah, well, he carries 300.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he could look good at 275. He is in the best shape of his life, and he's still not playing. Now,
he said it's them.
He said it's them, but him not playing, I don't think he's...
Well, they suck, though. Why play him?
But that's probably some of it. That's probably... Well, you had a chance at Cooper Flag?
Yeah,
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can also move... Sorry, we want to get Cooper Flag and move you out of here.
Yeah.
We don't want you to get hurt because he will get hurt.
Stay on that keto diet.
Like Zion will get hurt.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Sean, are we going to be able to do? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah,
I'm asking. Well, I don't know.
He's a big boy.
I know he's a big boy, but he probably hates this show.
Well, yeah, but we can still do the segment.
Okay. Well, it's it's the game show that's sweeping the nation, Sean. So, I mean, if you want to sabotage the show, you probably take that out, the most important segment we do on the station. But apparently we're going to do it. So we will do that still ahead. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? But right now, a little underdog.
Underdog fantasy. You got big game coming up. So they got some cool stuff going on right now because of that, that you can take advantage of. Right now, if you take a look at some of the things they've got going on, they've got more players with more stats than you can possibly imagine with the pick 'em. I mean, an unbelievable amount of games are available for you, one game with an unbelievable amount of statistics for an unbelievable amount of players, actually. You pick higher or lower. Underdog is the only pick'em platform also that puts the power to cash out in your hands. If you play the game called Streaks, and you start off with two, you win those two, then you pick one more, three, and then after that, you know, it's basically you want to cash out now or keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, and then you can cash out when you want to. You can win 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower with a certain amount of picks, and obviously the ones that have a tougher time of happening, if you decide which ones those are, those actually pay even higher. Every dog deserves a second chance. How about this? If you have an injury in the game that causes, you know, your pick'em entry to lose, they will refund your money and give you a bonus. And they'll give you a bonus as well, bonus promo. So there's so much to choose from. Yesterday I had a 70% bonus boost, a boost in my – and I'm like, well, we got to fire at basketball then. So I just moved Jaylen Brown's points down and went higher. I had higher on – I don't know. There was another points I had, and I went lower on rebounds. Boom, just like that, easy winner. There's so many ways to win with Underdog Fantasy, but you got to play. Download the app today. Use promo code Lance. Make your deposit and get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Conservative your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here with us. Chip Kelly. I wanted Chip Kelly here. Not for $6 million.
I would have liked that.
Not for $6 million.
Yeah, so Texans fans are a little salty because what happened? Chip Kelly didn't come here. We should. Ooh, I'm mad about this. Why didn't they get him? $6 million. You want your offense coordinator making more than your head coach?
That's not
a great model.
But it didn't seem. I mean, they didn't even interview him. It doesn't seem like he was. The $6 million?
Maybe his agent already had something from.
I'm going to tell you this.
Raiders.
I think Tom Brady is going to put together a nice program.
Yeah, there. I do too. So I was at I was having lunch on Friday over at around this sports bar, way out of 1960. Man, that place is huge. That sports bar is. So we were. So Saul, who listens to the show, is really big over there. And he's the one that
like Luca big?
He's bringing him food.
Oh, he is?
When? He said, I know I got to wait until John comes in.
Yeah,
Friday.
This week. Yeah.
Friday.
Thank you.
He's bringing in food this Friday.
Yeah.
He's going to hook us up. Anyway, he also is going to bring us a birthday cake on your birthday. We can celebrate my birthday, which I missed because of snow day.
Well, I'm going to be back in L.A. for my birthday. But he can bring it in on the 10th.
Maybe
on
you
Monday.
Can get him to pay some on of Monday. Your homeowner's insurance.
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Or maybe your gas bill. Let's say that we get to. That's my what I learned this weekend. Once in us learned it before the show. So we were talking. He's a big Raiders fan, and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "You know, honestly, I just think we were talking about who their quarterback's going to be and all this draft stuff." And I said, "Honestly, I feel kind of confident with Tom Brady there. I feel like I know he's a minority owner, but I feel like his I feel like he's got his hands in there. He's not going to want to be minority owner of some slap nuts organization.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's going to want to do things? He goes, yeah, but what about all the Patriots way stuff? That doesn't work. I'm like, that's Belichick. I said, and it worked
and
for a
Brady
while.
Brady doesn't believe it.
I said, it worked for a while. It stopped working when there was no Brady, and it stopped working. And it didn't work for guys who left the organization and didn't have Brady.
Well, you notice he hired Pete Carroll, though, not a disciple of Bill Belichick.
No, no. If anything, it's a guy who's agreeable and easy to get along with. And I just feel like Tom Brady's going to have a huge impact over there.
I do too.
I really do. And so you get Chip Kelly. Is there a chance? Okay, so $6 million is hard to pass up. That's the most I've ever heard of a coordinator making ever in the history of football.
Yeah.
However, I also wonder sometimes if Tom Brady's going to be a draw for free agents and coaches and things like that, if they say, I want to go over there and be part of the Raiders.
Well, first of all, it's in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Guys like that.
Some don't.
Yeah, some don't.
Some don't. Like, I don't know if a coach would love it because it's – like, I talked to A.J. Hoffman about it. He went there and lived there. And he goes, he said it – he went there for gambling purposes, to be a professional gambler and with R.J. Bell. And, you have to live. You live out in the suburbs, which is normal. You don't really live. It's not like you live in a strip. You live in the suburbs. And he's like, look, you get used to the heat. It's really, really hot. And then it's not as hot at night. And he said the heat's one thing. He said, but it's the lifestyle is a lot. Like, you just can't. And I've asked this of people who live in Vegas multiple times. You probably have, too. You can't, what we experience in Vegas, that's not people who live there. That's not their experience.
No.
Because that's a playground. You can't go spend all your time on the playground. So I don't know what real Vegas is like.
I've talked to people that live there to love it there.
But
love it.
But people who golf, I bet, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I mean, that's a specific type of person.
Yeah,
they do a lot of golfing.
I don't know. I think guys like it. I think most a lot
depends
of athletes,
on what you're looking
a lot,
for.
Right, exactly.
Depends on what you're looking for.
But from what I heard, it's a great place to raise your kids.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it absolutely is. You're not a casino. It doesn't have to be a casino life once you live there.
Well, it can't be.
No.
Especially if you're in professional sports, it can't be.
But so Chip Kelly out. I mean,
out for the Texans.
For the Texans,
and we still don't have an offense coordinator. They've been interviewing a lot of different guys we've never heard of.
It looks like it might be another first timer. It might be another first.
Well, I think it is going to be a first timer based on who they're interviewing.
Bill
Lazor's not, but I don't know if he'll get the job.
What about the Syracuse OC, who's called plays at least,
but not at the pro level.
Not at the pro level.
No, I don't know that it matters, but he'd be interesting.
It did for Joe Brady when he transitioned.
But he had also been with the Saints before then. People forget about that. He went from the Saints to LSU.
But he didn't call plays there,
right? He didn't call plays, but he was under Sean Payton,
right?
Which is nice.
No, so that's still out there. There's still no movement on. The Texans.
I'm going to throw a name out there that is going to shock some people. Dana Holgorsen.
That would shock people.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
Dana likes to run the ball?
Texans fans would like it?
I don't know. I mean.
Probably not.
No, probably not. But
all right, let me throw another name out here. Kevin Gilbride's still alive.
If he wants to get punched in the face. Get out of here. Dana would be interesting. That'd be a lot of fun.
I don't know who they'll take. Nope. My guess is, anytime you see a college name pop up out of nowhere like that, that usually means they're a hot coach. I do wonder if the Texans know, do they know who the? Because what kind of a funny thing was, I told you that years ago, it was like 2019, I was Senior Bowl, and I was sitting over there next to Chris Ballard, and he was talking to different people, a coach, a tight ends coach at Central Michigan, and all. And I was like, and after he was done, I said,
he just picks up, right?
He goes, oh no, he goes, yeah, you got to talk. He goes, these guys can come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He said that this guy I just talked to could end up being one of the best coaches that's ever coached a game. He said everyone starts somewhere. He said, I want to know everybody I can and then file them away. If I see a guy that I think is special, I want to have that in my Rolodex. So it doesn't matter. My dad started in high school. He started in junior high, then went to high school, then went to college, then went to the pros.
Yeah.
You all start somewhere.
Everybody does.
And it's just because you call plays in college, that's not a negative.
No, I know. But you know how the fan base will react, and the Texans care about what the fan base reacts. We got a break because we got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence next. So what did you learn this weekend? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. It doesn't have to be about sports. It can be about anything. Whatever it is, let's go. It's brought to you by my good friends over at Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health. Get your testosterone on at Game Day Men's Health. I'm talking right now about HR&P. I swear I thought I was going to get called last week. Some of the things that were said on the show, not by me, but by a lot of people here on this show, it was. I really thought.
Many people
said things that were a bit egregious. And I got no call. I did have to call them because I had a problem logging in to one of my accounts with HR&P. And it was easy peasy there. So I'm telling you, in every single one of your employees has access to HR&P, and they answer those questions. And you don't feel great about it because you feel like, I should have known that, and I should have been able to do that myself because it's pretty damn easy. But HR&P makes it easy for you. And so HR&P, it helps you straighten out anything that your employees need, right? It helps you do payroll perfectly. It helps you do HR perfectly. It helps you do your taxes. And then it gives you choices on your 401k and your insurance packages and everything else. They don't make the money on it, but the other admin companies do, and that's where they get you on those 401ks and the insurance and everything else. So you're looking for a company that's going to grow with you, that's going to help your business be its best, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, guys.
713-780-3776. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence? Sean's on the board. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. 713-780-3776. We got a full board, so let's get to it. Did you want to?
I learned before the show that John's electric bill and gas bill in L.A. is more than my mortgage. Now, I got my mortgage
down
a few
years
back, and I got the low. But it's still less. I pay less my mortgage than your gas and electric combined in Los Angeles. Mm. Woo, is that high.
Yeah.
That cost of living thing is a real thing, huh?
Yeah. I learned when I came in this weekend to Houston, man, it's so much better to pay for stuff here than there.
Everything is cheaper.
Everything. Everything is cheaper. What a...
Not for long.
No.
Very many things. It's going to be painful, but worth it.
Michael's coming down. He's going to bring water for us.
Did you see who's getting tariffed, by the way?
Who?
Yanni's Greek Wings.
No. There's no such thing.
They're putting a tariff on Yanni's Greek Wings.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Time for Tom. Hey, Tom, you're leading us off. What's going on, Tom? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned when your girl orders a new toy, she needs to charge it before you get there.
Oh, my goodness. 7:50. We're right. We're headed to school. Well, I mean, he was... I mean, it's up to the parents to,
how you want to
say that.
How do you want to raise your kids?
Well, also how you want to discuss this.
You know,
like a new toy, like
hey,
maybe it's
a new Uno game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you don't charge Uno, do you?
No. Yeah. I don't. You don't know.
His thing doesn't work.
Right. A new
charge it.
A new Game Boy.
Is some battery operated?
Can you call them Game Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Charge a Game Boy. Yeah, it is kind of a
tongue dart, Chris. What does tongue dart Chris mean? Never mind.
Don't.
What up, tongue dart?
I learned this weekend that if my wife asks, how does my makeup look, my answer shouldn't be, like RuPaul.
Should never be like RuPaul. although I would think that in the makeup world, they probably think RuPaul does a damn good job.
Do they?
I would think.
I don't know.
Am I going to have to Google RuPaul on my NFL computer now
to
see? Don't. Just because now I'm like, I want to see if it is good or not. Who cares? No. It's just what did you learn?
Yeah. Isn't he a senator now?
RuPaul?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Senator RuPaul.
Rent.
The senator from South Carolina yields to the senator from RuPaul.
No, Rand Paul or something.
That's Rand Paul is different than RuPaul. Substantially different.
What's his makeup like?
Not any. Not even when he goes on Fox News. Like, sir, we need to touch you up. I'm not getting any makeup here.
And by the way,
it's a drag show.
You can say he with RuPaul now. Actually, it's legal to say he, RuPaul.
It's not legal?
Yeah.
Was it illegal
it
before?
Now it's illegal to say they or them.
Is it illegal?
It's illegal. Now it's illegal. Brandon, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, guys. I learned that at some point this week there will be a national day of celebration on Twitter when Lance's first mock draft gets released.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Texans fans are going to
be happy. When's it drop?
I don't know. Their editor was already talking about it today, so I think it actually comes out maybe tomorrow. Or maybe today.
Did you do it?
Turn it in Friday.
Oh.
I was working on it during the show. I had to, like, get it all done. And
well, thanks for paying attention to the show.
That is one of my best shows.
Okay.
I really had a lot of caffeine the last couple shows. Yeah.
You
Thursday,
did.
Friday.
You
yeah.
Did.
So, yeah, Texans fans will be happy with me. I'm not going to get any smoke from Texans fans.
Oh, really?
They're going to be happy.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Dre, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Doc?
Hey, Double Rod. I learned that Gepetto Jones is not the least competent GM in Dallas.
Hmm.
The who is that?
Jerry Stephen Jones?
I guess. I don't know who
I don't know what he said.
I thought he said Gepetto Jones.
I don't know. I don't know what he said, but I would imagine. Well, now he thinks Nico's the most incompetent, obviously.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you got to get rid of him, you got to get rid of him, but it seems like you could get more.
You could have gotten more for Luka. He just targeted Anthony Davis, that 32-year-old that doesn't play. I don't know why. Tom on a mobile is here with us as well. Tom on a mobile, what did you learn this weekend?
It's Tom on a headset. Hey, guys, I learned that my girlfriend from Florida, her safe word is Duval.
Nobody's safe word is Duval. By the way, it's Duval.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Duval.
They don't say Duval.
They say
Duval.
Duval.
Yeah.
Duval.
Duval.
It's stupid.
Well, it's also a safe word, apparently.
Apparently. Well, don't get too...
Duval! Oh, sorry. My girlfriend's safe
Pete.
Word, Duval.
Pete, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I found out with my new girlfriend I've got three rules. Make sure she's fed, make sure she's taken care of in the bedroom, and make sure she gets a nap, and then there's no issues.
Right.
Man, we're learning a lot of things about our women this week.
I noticed.
Makeup.
I mean, it seems pretty simple.
Makeup, charging stuff.
Yep.
Safe words.
And now
the big three.
Feed me. Take care of me.
Uh-huh.
And let me have a nap.
Leave me alone. Huh. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's sense. I mean, that's a woman. I mean, it's not.
Probably as your relationship
buy me
gets
Gucci.
Now, once your relationship gets way down the road, it'll be more one and three, mostly three.
Nap?
Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
As you get down the road.
As you get down the road, it'll be less two for you, more three.
More three. Two moves to three, two moves to four.
No.
Four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's just the natural order of things.
Yeah, it's just that's the way things work.
That's just the natural order of things. Gabe, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Jay-Z was able to call in all those dirty Diddy photos on the Grammys people to help his wife win Country Music Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
She was always going to win that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This ain't Texas.
It was a pretty good album.
Yeah, I guess. She had, I don't really listen to it, but she had hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if he had to call in dirty pictures on people.
Oh, I learned this weekend that Kanye's girl wears a dress that isn't really a dress.
What do you mean?
She wore a sheer, I mean.
I've seen her wear something like that before. Is she doing it again? You can see through the whole thing.
The whole thing.
So she wore that at the Grammys?
At the Grammys last night.
Why weren't you at the Grammys? Because you're here.
My wife was there.
I was going to say, you could have been at the Grammys.
No, thank you. I don't even want to go to the, I got to go to the Oscars. I'm like, please, can't Frankie go? Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
go with Wendy one year.
Yeah, you can go. You can go.
Just so I say I went.
Yeah.
See if Wendy can do a plus one, and then me and Nicole going, and like, I can't go. I'm like, are you Mrs. Granato? And I'll say, yes, she's Mrs. Granato.
My daughter says, Papa, she learned that Papa looks like he's in one of those interviews where they have to hide you in the shadows.
You do look like that.
I do look like that.
Let's see Kanye's girlfriend.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
I told you.
I've never seen this.
You never see, no, that's new. That's new yesterday.
You can't wear that in public?
Yes, that's
did
what
did she get arrested?
No. That was her dress.
You need to go get your people.
Oh, my God, Kanye.
Oh, my God. You can't wear this. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's like an invisible cloak that doesn't make you invisible.
It just had a line underneath your
that's
whole
the only way you could tell is
back in front, Kanye is.
How in the world did she?
I don't
holy
know.
Crap. I need to see an uncensored picture of this just to make sure that's what it's what I think
that's
it is.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, she is. That's special.
That
wow.
Is
really, she's
wow.
Really, she's,
wow.
She's pretty good.
Well, I mean, yeah. He was looking for another Kim.
Yeah, right. Thought, well,
she's got some.
She's a little different.
Similarities.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate it.
Oh,
that's
she
it.
Came out in a mink
coat and took it off,
and then she fools you, and then Kanye's just standing there.
Yeah.
I want you to see Kanye. My wife's nips. Okay,
no,
Kanye,
everything.
Relax.
No, not just that. Everything.
Holy crap.
Yeah. No. We got to break it. Thanks. You guys did great. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Sean, great job.
And then they both look like two
really,
hostages
really good
standing
Sean.
There.
Really, really good. Sean's good. He didn't sabotage the show one time like Dell. Okay, so congratulations. Nice job, Sean.
No one has more fun than Kanye and his girlfriend. Look at the look on their face.
Oh,
who is holding
they're
them
mad.
At gunpoint?
They're mad.
It looks like she's always like, this is at gunpoint.
We got a break, and I got to talk about my man, Kent Jones at Dream Rate Loans. Dream Rate Mortgage is the place to go. We're in that world right now in California, and unfortunately, Kent can't do it for me. Yeah, he'd be the first person that I would call if I was buying a home. First person, because he is excellent at this whole mortgage thing. He is excellent. He's been doing it for over 30 years. You don't stay in business just by himself. I mean, he takes on clients, but every single one of them get attention that is unmatched, okay? You are going to get his undivided attention. He limits the number of people, but hey, if you're buying a home, call him. Okay, because he's the guy who knows everything about this business. And people save thousands and thousands of dollars with him. I've seen the testimonials from people that are listeners. I can't tell you how much. I can't put a number on it because your number might be different. But I'm telling you, they are all like, wow. It is unbelievable what he did for us. I wish I knew Kent when we bought our homes in Houston. I didn't. I wish I did. You can, though. The Ultimate Mortgage Hookup, 713-520-5626 or 520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.